Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Yes, Marianne Alfimo.
Okay, and your zip code, please?
19116. Is there a way I can speak to a supervisor? Because I spoke to someone this morning. They told me that I could get a credit issued if I got my bank on the phone. And then I got my bank on the phone, and then I got someone else. I called back with the bank on the phone. Then I got another customer service person, and she was rude, and she wouldn't help us. She just said, no, we can't issue no credits, and carried on. I just didn't like the way she handled it. And we asked for a supervisor, and she said, well, we just can't. A supervisor won't help you. And I just don't like the way this is being handled. The first person was nice and said that they would help us, and the second person wouldn't.
Okay, verify your shipping address for me.
13351 Susan Terrace, Philadelphia, PA, 19116. I explained the whole thing to the first gentleman. His name was O. He said to get, you know, that I explained it to him. He said, you know, get the bank on the phone, and we'll work something out to get a credit issued for you.
Okay.
And he was coming. And then this is the second time when I get the bank on the phone, this lady is rude, and I don't think this is right. I'm old, and I don't have this kind of money to lay out.
Okay, let me ask you.
The package to begin with.
Okay, on this account, I see that it's for the face cream and the eye serum, serum product that was ordered. Now, when you ordered the product, you started off back July the 16th. You paid shipping $4.95 and $5.95. Now, when you order that product, it is based on a 14-day free trial. So if you don't cancel, then they do.
Yes, and I didn't see the terms. I apologize for it. I didn't see the terms and thing. I paid for that first shipment, and then it was canceled. The second shipment, I never got. I never got the second one for the $94.90, and I explained this all to the gentleman. I didn't get that second shipment, and I disputed it.
Okay.
And I didn't even have a phone number to call you. I had no way to call you because I didn't know who I got it from.
Okay,
and
now...
I'm
gonna send you over to the supervisor, but the three charges that you have chargebacks on, that which is for August the 1st, you have a chargeback for $94.90, and then you have a chargeback for August the 1st for $85.90, and then you have another chargeback for August the 31st for $94.90. We can't do anything about those charges, but the one that's on here for August the 31st is for $85.90. It doesn't show a chargeback status on that charge, so you will have to call with the bank in order to get that charge refunded. That's the only one that we could touch because it doesn't have a chargeback next to it.
But I didn't get any of these products.
So you're requesting to be sent over to the supervisor. I go ahead and send you over to them, okay?
Yeah, I got the tracking numbers here. They gave me two tracking numbers. But I don't have the product. So why am I paying for something I don't have?
Now, what happens is after your 14 days is over with, they do go ahead and charge you for those first set of products that you ordered, which that is the two charges that you have for the $94.90 and $85.90. That's for August the 1st. So that's not for another shipment. You have to pay for those first ones.
Right.
Now,
I understand that, but the other ones I don't have. That one I got, but I don't have anything else.
And according to the USPS tracking number, the products that you was charged for on the 31st of August, they have those products as being delivered to you September the 3rd.
They have a tracking number they gave me on 7/16. That was the first set of stuff they sent me. Then they have another shipment on 9/1 they shipped me. And that one, I never got. I never got a second shipment. Then that's the only two shipments they sent me.
Got it. Okay. And that's the only two shipments you should have received as well. But let me get everything typed up.
I didn't get the second shipment, so I'm going to call the post office. That's the $94 I'm trying to have removed because I don't have it. And the stuff I have here, I didn't use it because it made my face itchy, and I would have called just to try to send it back, but I didn't have a phone number. That's why I tried to charge it back so that they could contact you, and they had to go through the bank, and it took a long time for the bank to contact them. And then they came back under, they didn't come back under your name. They came back under this big, long name, and we couldn't find it.
Okay, let me just...
I'll tell you what they came back under. I can't even say the name. It came under A-N-I-L-L-I-A-L-O-T-U-S-T-O-N-E-S-K skin K-N-H. That's what it comes under. That's what the merchant said.
Okay.
So how am I supposed to know who you are?
I'm going to send you to the supervisor. Hold on for just a moment.
Thank you, hon.
All right, Miss Marianne, I'm going to go ahead and get you sent over to that supervisor, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, yes, ma'am, and you are more than welcome, and thank you again for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.